You're with the Bulletin on Bruzz, and we are revisiting our Brussels Explained series. We're going to do some more of these in November. They are online talks, questions you might have about life in Brussels, answered by an expert. This week, we're going to hear from Alan de Bruyn, who is a former Pride coordinator. Yep, Pride couldn't happen in May because of you-know-what. However, the parade has a long history, and we're going to hear a bit about it now from Alan.
When I started, I found that the Pride was too white, too male, and too young. So I wanted to work so that people of color would feel welcomed and comfortable, more women would feel safe and comfortable on a Pride, and also people of more different ages. And so I created the slogan Pride for Everyone that we repeated every year. And we also changed that name, Belgian Lesbian and Gay Pride, to the Belgian Pride. And I put a lot of effort to work with different groups, different organizations that represent people, but also with cultural houses in the city. And by definition, you just open up the doors. And one of the biggest moves, I think, that we've done in that period with the support of the initiative takers, like Sheila de Man, was that instead of having walk around the city and then have your party, the LGBT party celebration in the LGBT area, I put a celebration in the middle of the heart of the city, which was never done before. And again, it has to be recognized that the mayor and the people in power in the city accepted that, because never anything has been done in front of the Bourse, on the steps of the Bourse. And so that was very new, that any activity would go there, but that was really in the heart. So you could not ignore the LGBT people party with there were artists who were performing, there were travestites, there were singers, there were all kinds of people. There was even, I remember, I booked the first year to really make a point. If I look back on it, it's quite funny. I booked a male stripper, I think in four o'clock in the afternoon. And it was very nerve-wracking, because we thought like, okay, this could be really not welcomed and we could have negative effect. We were well prepared, but was not at all on the contrary. We saw really melting people together and people that normally wouldn't come to a Pride enjoying the festivities. And this had a huge effect on long term. In 2014, we had 1,000 people. In 2014, we had 100,000 people. So in only 4 years, we went from 25,000 to 100,000 people. And this was because we put inclusion and diversity central.
Alan de Bruyn, former Pride coordinator here in Brussels. You can hear that full podcast now. If you head over to the de Bruyn website, you'll see the details there. And Brussels Explained will return in November with four more talks. All the details coming up very shortly at thebulletin.be.